You are being recorded.
Okay, it is 4:45 at our August 3rd trustee meeting. The pre-discussion, everyone is here, Don, Chuck, Daddy, Gavin, our fearless leader, Mike Hampton.
Present.
And he has three issues for us to discuss and anything else that might come up. Our checks have been signed. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. Let's start with my favorite topic, connectivity.
Connectivity. Yeah, so myself and Gavin have been investigating, looking at connectivity on Black Road since we have a road project in 2028 and what that looks like. So him and myself met with Jordan Craigwell from Lucas County Engineer's Office and Jeff Knievy. I think that's how you say his last name. He is now the township liaison for Monclova Townships with the projects. So, real nice guy.
Instead of Sarah?
Sarah is the overseer when it comes to OPWC applications.
Okay.
When it comes to design and things of that nature, Jeff is our front guy.
Okay.
But they all work close together. So, looking at Black Road, did we pull that up the last time? Hang on a second, let me pull that up. Sorry, I should have this prepared. Get out of that, let me go to GIS.
Yeah, how much frontage are we responsible for versus long?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick. Once I get out of this. Oh my gosh, how many pages do I have up here? All right. So, having that meeting on site with Lucas County, Gavin and I met with them at the office today to talk about numbers, and we'll see what that is. All right, let me zero in just a little bit further so I can get my bearings right where Black Road is. Oops. All right, we're gonna go.
A little bit, yeah.
Yep, we're getting there. There we are. All right. So as you all know, Maumee owns the property here and up in here and up in here, right? So according to Jeff.
No, you're got to go south more, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was up in that area. Yep, you're right. So yeah, here we are. Thanks, Chuck, for correcting that. Here, here, and here. Maumee owns to the center line, so they're responsible for half of Black Road. Well, 80% of it. From what I understand, there was conversation with the Lucas County engineer and Maumee that they'd be willing to partner with us on resurfacing. We're looking at Gavin, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be a widening project on Black Road now, which will have bike and pedestrian lanes on both sides. And you might see them in some other areas where they're delineated by the striping and with, you know, a striping of a bike or a pedestrian, what have you.
Down on Clover Road, they have that. When you go east of technology, that bike lane.
Yeah, between Monclova and the bridge.
Yeah.
Or Jerome and the bridge, yeah.
So, which comes at a cost that perhaps could be, we're thinking it could be covered with OPWC funds since it's widening and part of the initial asphalt project. Sarah is going to reach out, or Jeff's going to reach out to Josh, and then we're going to sit down and talk with Josh Hartberger to see if in fact that they're game for this, being responsible for their side without the curb. It's uncurbed now. They think that curbing that on one side is just not feasible and it's just not going to work. So hopefully they buy into that.
And that's great. Connectivity is great. But you see there are no houses around
right.
that stretch of Black Road.
Yeah.
So how are we getting fallen timbers to that?
Yeah. So that's I mean, we have to start somewhere.
Oh, you got the bike trail right there.
Right. So we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And
right. I'm trying to get fallen timbers to the bike trail, Chuck.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, you're talking about this area right here,
yeah.
correct? Yeah.
So you have to make it, what, 500 feet to Black Road?
Well, yeah. You know, again, Barbara, this is something that once we start, we're going to have to look at how we can get this done to get that connectivity. But right now, we don't have anything. And this being a part of the project, it's a great start. And up in here, in these areas up in here, along Black Road. I think it's right here is where the trail, and this is a path. This is off the road path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it ends right here. And we're looking at how we can continue that path, not on the road, but get to the bridge, come onto the bridge, and then finish the path to the trail. That's what would be out of pocket for Mount Clova. Rough estimate for that is in the tune of
25,
somewhere around there. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of houses there. All good.
So we would have to look at trying to get easement rights on some of those properties so we can get in front of them.
Right.
Gavin developed these, so. I'm not speaking for Gavin. Gavin graciously said, I'll go speak to these people and see if we can get easement without any cost.
Yeah.
So it's a start, just like the ridge is a start to get some movement going.
Because I got a call from Dick Helmanek's nephew, the house at the corner of Black and Stitt is going up for auction.
Is that the one we're talking about today?
Yeah.
So I just told him to contact the county engineer because I know there's long-term plans.
I thought that was Gary Coons'
right here.
House.
Yeah. There's long-term plans for a roundabout there.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
No.
It's the railroad. Okay. It's too close to the railroad. The only way that could happen if this gets moved over. So, forward thinking, leading into what you just said, how do we get fallen timbers there? I think that's when we approach Lake Erie West and say, okay, what application can we file to get funds? We drop bones, we drop capital into here. You know, what can you all do to help us with this connectivity here? Let Lake Erie see what Lake Erie West can do. So it will increase our OPWC contribution by about $500,000 for that project. Looking at that's just initial. If Maumee comes aboard and wants to partner with the JCA, then our points will go up, which may give us an opportunity for more OPWC money. But we'll have to look to see what that scores out if Maumee wants to cooperate. So,
I guess I don't know how they do, but it's my understanding that Maumee, whatever their street regulations or rules are, that any street improvements need to be curbed. So I don't know if they can waive that as a one-time.
Yeah, I mean, even the county engineer
is a considerable expense with, you know, curb and sewers versus a swale.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not set up for a curb. I understand that.
County isn't even proposing a curb.
No.
Yeah.
Letting them counter propose if they want. So they're, it's not even a discussion at this point in time.
And you've got more, and you may have more reasonable heads to have that.
Again, it's my understanding, that's why there's certain residential streets, you know, that haven't been improved. I mean, what's coming off of Bicycat there, St. Joe Cemetery, you know, that's been an uncurbed street for my entire lifetime. And they have no intention of improving it because they got a cost associated with putting, you know, storm sewers out.
So there may be a, maybe an adjustment to this. I'll keep you all in the loop on this, but I want to keep you well informed of this progress as it goes on. I mean, quite honestly, if mommy says, look, we're just not going to do it, then we scrap Black Road for 2028 project. Because this is the improvement that was considered, the whole south end.
Yeah.
And the whole south end is 80% done.
Yeah,
well,
we're not going to improve
I
half
mean,
the
we've
road.
Got the other side.
Yeah, we have one half, they have the other half.
We're not going to do half the road, so we just have to scrap it.
So when we talked to Lake Erie, the plan was for them to create a great connectivity plan for us. I think we've kind of fudged one on our own, but I would love to see them put it in the master plan. Like, here's our hopes. So these are our goals.
Yeah. So when I talked to Lake Erie, after you mentioned that before, they have somebody new working on the connectivity. And I was really kind of frustrated because I'm asking the same things that you're asking. Hey, look, you presented, where's the plan? Well, and how did we connect? How do we do this? And well, tell us what you did and we'll add it to the plan. We haven't done anything. That's what we're helping.
We're asking you for that help.
Yeah, we're asking for some ideas, and
and they were all like blank. Everyone was drawn. Well, we're not sure what you're asking, Mike. Well, okay, wait a minute here, because there's evidence that you helped Sylvania with a footbridge over 10 Mile. Yeah, they paid for that. That's okay, fine. I didn't ask about who paid. How did they get that done? Through you guys. And I was like, well, we'll have to look into that.
And they wanted White House and Waterville and everybody on board for more grant dollars.
Yeah.
Have they accomplished that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's put them on the agenda for either early next year or late this year.
Yeah.
Make Sandy come.
Yeah.
Sandy likes to get it right.
Yeah.
How about any progress on Albin Road? Or is the baby still just...
Send another letter.
Okay.
You know, before I go knocking on their door. I don't want to walk up there and scare the poor lady. I'm trying to help to...
Right, he was
...get Matt, the next-door neighbor, to do some legwork for us. And I reached out to him last week, said, hey, you met up with your neighbor? Yeah, I'm working on it. And we just keep missing each other.
Okay.
So
you're working on it, is what I hear.
Yes.
I would like in the Monitor an article about connectivity and that it's a priority of ours and we're doing X, Y, and Z and 1, 2, 3, whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You got it. So. That.
Well, I love trying mommy, right? New team. Let's.
Where is that at?
Yeah.
I missed it there. Let's go back to this. You love what? I'm sorry?
That you're working with mommy and the new team, and let's see if we can get something accomplished.
Yeah.
That's with the Joint Economic Development Zone.
That's next on the list.
And this. So. Great. Let's see if they'll be partners.
So, going next to the list unless you have any more questions on Black Road and connectivity. Legacy Park, I think I told you all, met with Josh.
I'm sorry, just back. So if we do scrap Black for a 28 project, do we have a replacement project?
I haven't looked at that yet, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, where else we could, you know, what would be the,
yeah,
the fill-in?
I mean, do we bump our 29 project up to 28, or do we start looking for something else? Or, yeah, because from what my understanding is with OPWC, you get more points if we do a project every year. If we skip a year, it kind of like you lose points. And
you're not going to skip a year.
I don't know if that's to be true or not, Chuck, if you skip or not. Because there's some applications that get rejected, and I don't think they're penalized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps maybe if you don't put an application in, I'll check on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not skipping a year. I mean, we still have RAM to do. We still have Timber Valley. So those two are still scheduled to go. So.
And our director of public works probably is going to take on these projects, correct?
He's going to start learning the OPWC system and what that means. Yeah. But when it comes to the legislative arm of it, that'll still be under the administrator, making sure that all the documentation is correct. So.
Okay.
So, met with Ms. Helby, who works for Moser, who also works for Matt Yarder. She's the one that is the project leader for development. Project POSH, which is a code name for a huge development. As you can see, I added some full-time employees and retained employees and what the payroll would look like. Sent that on to Josh because Mayor Chelsea Zist was interested in what that payroll would be. And I believe that they would be on board with a proposal of Monclova Township picking up the shortfall of the road improvement and getting payback similar to a TIF, getting payback by any new business inside the Jet Z. Those revenues would go directly to Monclova to make them whole. Once Monclova's whole, then they'd be dispersed proportionately. Again, it's kind of like a TIF mechanic.
This is how the contribution for that overpass, right, was done. So they're not unfamiliar with the city and of Toledo and Maumee.
Do we know what that shortfall would be?
So we're having the initial estimates, it was like $200,000 to $300,000. That was a couple of months ago. So
so at 5 million at 1.5, that's 75,000 a year, so we'd get our payback in 3 years maybe.
And that's with that business there. There's another one once that road goes in, there's another one from what I understand with Matt that they're gonna break ground as soon as Project POSH does.
So you just need to get the JEDS meeting together and people to sign off on this?
Need to get Maumee.
Is there a formal proposal you have to put together?
After Josh calls back and said, look, Maumee's in, then we take it to the JEDS, and then from there, JEDS board can direct us to put the agreement together.
Well, that'll have to
But wouldn't it be smarter to have the agreement ready and send it home with them? Because they all have to get their councils to approve it.
You know,
if this is a time issue. And, you know, Brandon supposedly is easily on board, and I don't know why that track can't be maneuvered at the same time.
Yeah. I don't think it's a complicated agreement, so personally. I know what you're saying. I'd like to get the Jet Z to say, yeah, everybody on board, and then go for it. I don't think it'd be complicated to draft that.
But But they can't say yeah until they take something to their councils.
Yeah, the city, Toledo City Council's gonna need to approve it.
So you'd have to hand it to them and say, go, I'll see you next month.
Yeah.
Probably can look at putting something together. And that would be a cooperative agreement with JED-Z and Monclova Township.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, the way we did it in the past was it was just a bigger portion of payout comes from the JED-Z collection of pot.
Yeah.
To Monclova. It wasn't Maumee's share, it was Toledo's in this other project that we've done, so if we're talking about doing it different, we can look at that, but that seemed to make everybody feel more comfortable because it was not actually taxpayer money, it's just moving the distribution.
Who's the tax administrator for the JED-Z, is it City of Toledo?
Maumee.
Okay.
And every time I see that report, I don't believe that the information on it confuses me. Gavin looks at it every, I say, Gavin, will you look at this every time?
Yeah.
You and Gavin might do just fine with it, but when I was president of the JED-Z, I was like, what, I don't think this is right, and Gavin says it's right every time.
Yeah, it's hard to follow the way she presents it, because I think, I mean, she needs to do the seat, in my opinion, a separate report for that. In fact, I got an email from her today that she needs the minutes for the last 2 minutes and contact information to all the officers for an audit, so.
She was contacted on the
Jennifer,
audit?
Jennifer Harkey sent me a...
Wow, because I was contacted on the audit last time. Yeah. I handled it last time. For the JED-Z?
Yeah.
Why would she handle it?
For the financial side. How would you handle it?
Well, I asked her for the financials, but I did all the other stuff. The minutes, the board members,
she
all that stuff.
The 2024 audit has just started. Can you please complete the attached form and return to me? I will also need a current list of board of directors and contact information and the minutes for the last 2 years. Can you send those to me? Dan mentioned to me somebody asked with those. Hinkle system.
For the city to have anyway.
Well, Gavin, so when this happened, I said we need a place where all this is stored. We can't, so Monclova's supposed to be storing all the JED-Z information.
Yeah.
Because this, he's president, I'm president, who knows who's president. We have to have the information in one spot. Chuck, I'll send you everything.
Yeah.
Gavin should know where it is. Kathleen should know where it is, but I'll send you what I did in 2024.
Okay.
Can't be the 2024 audit. We already did it.
She's saying
maybe that was the
22. She's saying 24, 25, so.
Yeah, I'll look up what I did. What, we get audited every year?
Every 2 years.
Every 2.
God.
So you could have been audited in 25.
24 for 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the key is getting the road in and then.
Right,
growing,
but
growing
this
profits.
Could take months if you don't.
They're still.
Organize your board.
Waiting on the Jobs Ohio RGP for their grants.
Okay.
And getting them through, so. But yeah, we can certainly put something together and get in front of them before their next meeting. Can't we, Dawn?
Mm-hmm. Sure. No problem.
Which I will be out of town on the next JED meeting.
What's that date, Chuck?
The 20th
of August.
Of August. And I'll be missing this meeting on the 17th as well. But I mean, right now we don't have an agenda for the 20th, so.
Well, I think it's important that all Monclova residents are there, or representatives are there.
Okay.
Quite honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea to push it a month.
To September?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even know what the grant dollars are going to be,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, we don't have a number yet. Or,
right.
I mean, is Moe's going to build the road?
And I don't know if you need the meeting to share it with
Brandon.
Uh-huh. To share the document with them and say, how's this look?
Yeah, I agree.
And then in September,
yeah,
you can tweak it or what have you.
Right. So, okay. You see the document that Eric sent out. Eric did some research, and based on his, you know, our subdivision layouts and where our commercial activity is, he drafted up some boilerplate text amendment to the generators.
Splitting out the commercial to residential. Debbie responded, Ms. Barbara responded. So we can certainly talk through some things. And if you choose to, we can continue the public hearing, set that date to continue that tonight if you want.
August 17th, he won't be here, so that'd be the first meeting in September that we could have all three of us here. You responded to some email and said, hey, oh, Karen Gerhardinger, about some other issue, but that we're working on the zoning language for an M3 category.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this fall, like, are we putting the cart before the horse? I know this was a patch sort of in our zoning code. Do we need this patch anymore?
You probably for residential. Yeah, I agree with you for residential as they're getting more popular. I mean, Generac is making it easier for people to get a generator now with their in-house financing. So with that being said, yeah, residential, I think there needs to be some standards set for clean fuel setbacks where the placement is, for sure. Yep.
So we can put this on the agenda for the first meeting in September and discuss those issues in public.
Yeah.
That maybe this just becomes a residential generator issue.
Okay.
Yes.
We can come back to the commercial.
I
think the commercial should go under the M3 zone.
I'm thinking instead of patchwork, we make a really good M3.
Is the generator only related to M3, or is it related to any other category?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's why I'm saying we can have the discussion.
Yeah. Yep. Right now we've got generators in our commercial district outside of M3, and there's where you see some of that 400-foot setback. Let's just say rolled alloys for one of them. You know, they have a generator, and we make the setback a mile, all of our, or 1,000 feet, we just made them non-conforming. But by doing so, because they're within 400 foot of a residential property. But what we did
I think that's what I asked too. I'm like, what's the point of this if your BZA is just going to approve it? Has anybody trained the BZA, or will they be trained,
so
or will they understand?
I don't think it's not really about training the BZA, more so than if somebody comes and submits a request for a generator and they want to use a fuel that we've never heard of, well, then they're going to have to explain it, first of all, to us, and secondly, if they want to push it through the BZA, we write our recommendation we disapprove of it. So there's where they're getting their education, the BZA members.
During the meeting?
Absolutely. Well, they get their information ahead of time from Eric.
Right.
But then they have an opportunity to ask questions where they call them. But and most of the time, if not all the time, the BZA is going to go with recommendation from staff.
Okay. Let's put it on the agenda. Let's get these taken care of.
But having them housed is certainly a key. Making sure that they're in a self-contained.
So on the August 17th agenda, please make sure this happens, that I can continue it to the September.
Yep. Okay.
September 8th, yeah.
And that'll be Eric's report doing that, saying that to you.
Continue
as an action.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not writing anything down. So you have to remember it for all of us.
And Dawn, I just wanna make sure we get with you, just to make sure that we're doing the process correctly as far as the dates and with continuing. Just wanna cover because we're gonna get.
We wanna do it right.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So that's what I had for you all.
You wanna pop up that priority list since we have 10 extra minutes?
Absolutely. Love to.
I knew you would.
Love to do that.
This is Chuck's favorite list. Look, you can use Dropbox.
Yeah. All right, now we just gotta find it. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
Is it project list?
Yeah.
The building committee here or?
We're waiting for plans.
There it is.
I mean, they've sent us different little small things, but.
Okay.
All right, guys, is there anything on this list you see that you want to discuss? Can you zoom it down a little bit? I know, I like to be able to see too.
All right.
Down there in that corner there.
Sorry, I don't have my glasses.
There we go.
All right.
I see personnel files for each employee's yellowed. OTA shopping list, park benches, trash cans, some of those things just happened.
Yeah. I think, like the light timer, that's.
It's green, so he must have taken care of it, right?
Well, that was, meant it was in progress, yeah. So like the noise reductions is complete, the timer's complete.
Yeah, forgive me, I have not updated this. So if there's projects that are completed, I have not marked completed on them. I'm gonna write that down now to get that completed.
I'm not sure it's the right list, to tell you the truth.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's the right list.
No.
It's not the one you updated. Bless you.
There are a bunch of.
That was probably my list, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like your list, Chuck.
Okay.
There it is, down there.
Right here.
Yep. This is the one you updated already. I don't know why that came up again. This is the one that you just had up.
This one is?
Yeah.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, come on in.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, pull up a chair. I thought it was this one right here.
Yeah, it's 529.
You just didn't pull it up.
Current, going to current, Mike, down there at the bottom.
Yeah, there you go, current, there it is.
There you go.
Somebody was playing with it.
Hi.
Pardon me? Yeah, you can hear us all there. Yes.
Yeah, it's part of our open discussion. It's being recorded, all kinds of good stuff.
So like, yeah, the resolution that's been completed.
Yeah, I have to go through the list and mark completed. So I haven't done that.
We're being tracked, we'll be in 33 minutes.
So.
And match the colors with your legend, Mike.
Yes. Dawn, I certainly will do that. But I'll mark it completed. But there's some things. Like the documents are finished, that's done.
New door access and security cameras.
Servers done.
Trustee chamber, microphones, look at all the things you've got accomplished.
Office phone, that's almost done. Update servers finished. We haven't.
Township branding isn't even red and you're getting it done.
So the prevention of sexual harassment, Chuck, we're just waiting on the right time to do some training.
From Ohio Plan.
Yeah, but that is definitely in the works.
I had the chance to talk to the village of Swanton, and they had a fire in their building, and Ohio Plan and the village of Swanton are not getting along at all. They're millions of dollars apart from each other, and it's a real shame. So the general contractors they had give estimates, Ohio Plan just said we're not funding, and I thought that's bad news. We don't want to hear insurance companies saying no to claims of a fire. So, and maybe OTARMA does the exact same thing. I have no idea. This is just a situation next door that I heard about and thought you all should know.
I'd like to see what their policy was.
Yeah, I know some private companies that have had fires, you know, that Wendy's on Dussel is still in fighting with it. You know, Bruce Gradkowski tore his restaurant down social instead of rebuilding because he got tired of fighting with the insurance company. It's like, you know, they were miles apart.
That's a great, that's a great way to check it, Gavin, to make sure that we have what we need, right?
I look at that every year to make sure we know what is replacement.
That all of our firemen.
And then what is the non-replacement value?
Yeah.
Because if you're only insuring your depreciated value, you're not going to.
Right, I don't have any, I didn't even ask that question. I was just like, I knew I wanted to stick with that.
I've heard, like I said, there's some insurance companies are just, because of all the losses they've claimed with hurricanes and fires in California and hurricanes in Florida and floods wherever else, they're just slow paying and everything from what I've heard.
I don't think
Ohio
Plan's going to do anything.
I tell you, tornado perspective out in Point Place.
That's going to do anything different from what anybody else would do because they would lose customers.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Being a longtime board member of the Ohio Plan.
Okay.
Was. There's some updating. I will have this updated for the next meeting, so.
Yeah, maybe we can go through it.
Yeah.
Chuck won't be here, but maybe we can go through it.
Yeah. Yep. And some updates on this right here as well that Eric's been working with.
Okay.
Molly at the Plan Commission.
Figure out what the time difference is.
Yeah, so there's.
Yeah, you got a lot accomplished.
There's some stuff that's.
Take it off and put it on like accomplished list?
I'll just put it in a legend as completed.
Okay, we're gonna start the meeting in like 8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to take a little break.
If you don't need me, I'm gonna get this set up.
Yeah, I'd like to take a little break.
And the, just on another unrelated, the next LCT meeting was gonna schedule for September.
Get it.
So the, usually it's either the second Wednesday or the fourth Thursday when there's no other trustee meetings. So the second Wednesday would actually be.
Tonight?
Yeah. How does that date work for?
In the evening?
Probably at 5:30, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll have Rachel send out a.
I just put it in. You don't need anybody there from OTA, do you?
Not unless there's anything pressing. Find out Thursday.
You're at the golf outing?
Let's see.
Board meeting's Friday. I will be there Thursday.
Nine.
Okay. Great. You pressed it off already? Nope, I'm pressing it off.